I was thinking today of a very interesting nekuda of bar mitzvah. You make a suit, it's bar mitzvah, it's a big simcha, kabbal upon himself, oil malchus shemayim, tarek mitzvahs. Chayra, what's the simcha over here? Kid's a poor kid. He's going from somebody that he doesn't have shibudim on him. And suddenly, from one minute, he's a tzadikah shibudim of tarek mitzvahs. His kiddo, like your wife asks you once, stay at home from Kol today, have a few errands, if you can make for me. How many errands? 613 errands. What's the big simcha of somebody studying Mekayim, suddenly Mekabel upon himself so much in one go? I was thinking the Shorash HaEnyan is, also connected to the parasha, the Shorash HaEnyan is that the first mitzvah, Tzadik said to the Tzadik, the first mitzvah, what's the first mitzvah deraisa that a bar mitzvah boy is Mekayim? The first mitzvah deraisa that a bar mitzvah boy is Mekayim is mitzvah Krishma Kabbalah Sa'al Ma'ach Shemayim Leil bar mitzvah. Right, tefillin is the next morning. Leil bar mitzvah is Mekayim the mitzvah of Kabbalah Sa'al Ma'ach Shemayim, Saint Krishma. Saint Krishma and Kabbalah Sa'al Ma'ach Shemayim. In Shema Yisrael we say, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Now, Elokeinu is Elokim, we know, is always belittled in B'loshin Rabbim with the Yud Mem at the end. Because Elokim, which is Kabbalah Sa'al Ma'ach Shemayim, there's a lot of inyanim Elokim, there's a lot of mitzvahs, it's a ribi of zach. But after we say Elokeinu, we say Hashem Echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. What are we saying? We're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. The word is that, to understand it better, the Gemara in Pesachim that says that by all the Yom Tovim, you can be the Kulei Lechem, Kulei Lashem, Chutz Min Shavuos, the Batzeres, Kulei Al Moina, the Bina Nami Lechem. My Tam Yom Shnet Nama Patayra. So everybody asks, Pinchag HaShavuos, which is Mitzvah Ruchnis, which is Ma'amat HaSina, which is Kabbalah HaTorah, is the Shabbat Inyan to have Kulei Al Moina, the Bina Nami Lechem, what's the Oymek? What is the Oymek is, we don't look, when you get, think of emotion, when you get married to somebody, doesn't two people get married together? So pshat is, do you count how many coffees your wife makes for you? And do you count how many times you have to go and buy something in the makolet for breakfast at home? This is your life now. This is your life. So just like a person doesn't count how many times you breathe, how many times you breathe in and out every day. Who thinks of counting? Why not? Because this is my life. Something which is a tesefes to my life, something which is an addition, so I can count. It's an addition. But something which is my life, you don't count. It's doch der Leben. Two people are married, so the bond between them, everything that's mistaif from that bond, is not counted in quantity. This is the zachalein. If you're dovek to the bond, to the zachalein, so then other rabbi, then it's mechlal not at all. This has now become my life. So there's two gishot, there's two approaches to Torah mitzvahs. Well, the one approach to Torah mitzvahs is taka big ol, little bar mitzvah boys makabel tarek mitzvahs. Another pshat is that it says that cotton is aimed by das, a godel yesh by das. Das means emotional connection, emotional attachment, as we always discuss. Pshat is that now that he's bar mitzvah, he's got an emotional attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's emotionally mechuber. He's mechuber with Hashem. That which is mechuber with Hashem. So Mela, everything else, once you build that bond with Rabban Shalom, so everything else is mistaif from there. So you become one zach, that's all. You're building a keshe with Hashem. Once you build a keshe with Hashem, is everything else after that is part of breathing. It's part of breathing. That's the vata kabbalah. Is Hashem echad. Once you mechuba with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the achdus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Mela, it's all one zach. That's why afterwards the psukim we say shivtocha b'visecho uvelachtocha b'derech uveshachbecha uvkomecha. It's a big old. I can't just get shluffen like I want. I can't get up when I like I want. You got to think of Hashem b'shachbecha. You got to think of Hashem uvkomecha. Uvelachtocha b'derech. Can't go for a walk. Relax. What's going on over here? But preceding that we say v'ahavtas Hashem lekecha adarab. But we do it with lipshaft, we do it with love, we do it. Why was lipshaft? The pshat is because once you form a bond with the Rabban Shalom, once you're emotionally attached to the Rabban Shalom, you become one with Hashem. Once you become one with Hashem, so then it's all part of your life. It's all part of the. So it's not a matter of counting. This has now become my life. That's what Kabbalah Sa'al Ma'ach Shemayim means. Kabbalah Sa'al Ma'ach Shemayim means that it's become my life. That's why there's another mitzvah that's always makashat to bar mitzvah boy, and that is the mitzvah of tefillin. So there's bat'sim two mitzvahs, there's two bar mitzvah dika mitzvahs. What are the two bar mitzvah dika mitzvahs? The first mitzvah is the Kabbalah Zohar Nach Shemayim, and the second mitzvah is mitzvah tefillin. Now, mitzvah tefillin and the mitzvah Kabbalah Zohar Nach Shemayim are stamazoy makusha one to the other. The parashas of Krishma are in the tefillin. Two of the parashas of the tefillin are the parashas of Krishma. Karakara Krishma belay tefillin kila made this shekhar. You got to recite Krishma together with tefillin. Why? Because that's the vot. The vot is, what is the tefillin doing? What the tefillin does is uksharatam. You're knotting, you're tying, you're bonding together. You put the tefillin on the fingers. You say Rastachil Oyinam, it's a b'chin of Erisin, it's a b'chin of becoming one with the Rabban Shalom. Tefillin makes you mamish one with the Rabban Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meniach tefillin, we meniach tefillin, mikam chisrol ge'echot ba'aretz. It's becoming one. Once you become one, so that shayrish of becoming one, and then all the mitzvahs are mistayef. Once you go back to that one, then all the mitzvahs that are mistayef from the Alma Meida, that's part of your life. That's the connection. That's why these are the two mitzvahs. So Betzema Bar Mitzvah Boy is building a kesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the kesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so strong that it becomes part of that mitzvah, that whatever he's doing automatically is now, and the Targ mitzvahs are helping us on the Velech Tachov HaDerech, are helping us become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, therefore, that's the answer. That's why you make a simcha. The bar mitzvah, the sudas bar mitzvah, and the chlala bar mitzvah is celebrating, building a bond, becoming one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything else is mistaken from there. That's the same idea as the whole dinin of Mamad HaSinai. Mamad HaSinai was the bond, ponim b'ponim di b'Hashem Yocha, like the Racham HaKadosh calls it, the famous Racham HaKadosh, the Choshek and the Nechshak. And talks about the chuppah, and the Mahasinai was the chuppah, and the kofalim was the bechinas chuppah, and the chuyshik and the nechshak, and the chuppah, and the chasana, and biyom chasunosa is umatn Torah. Matn Torah was being miskasha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the bechinas of Hashem Echad. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Achdus HaBoreh. Once you miskasha with that, Anoichi Echad, everything else that came after that. That's the whole Sod of Mamet HaSina. The whole Sod of Mamet HaSina was Ke'ish Echad B'Leibach V'Yicham Shem Yisrael Ke'ish Echad B'Leibach. Ke'ish Echad B'Leibach means we came to a matzav of Hiskashus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Klal Yisrael became Ke'ish Echad B'Leibach because we all became bonded together. All the whole idea of Ribui all disappeared. We became one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Ke'ish Echad B'Leibach. That is the shorish. Mamad HaSinai is the shorish of everything. Everything else is mistayef from Mamad HaSinai. That's why you see that the Tariq mitzvah, we didn't get Tariq mitzvah at HaSinai. The Rishonim say that Avada, all the Tariq mitzvahs licked in the Sarasa Devis. We didn't get the Tariq mitzvahs by the Sarasa Devis. We got the shorish. In other words, we got the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Bechin of the Sarasa Devis. And then the Tariq mitzvahs is the Bechin which is mistayef from it. So, Meila, therefore, the Eila Mishpatim is already these in the Russian Ribui, the Eila Mishpatim Ashitos in the Fneim, that's already the Ribui Alochas. Now a person's got to remember the Vav which is Moisef Alinian Rishon. So that Vav which is Moisef Alinian Rishon is Pshat, that even with all the Ribui Mishpatim that there is, all the Ribui Mitzvahs and the Ribui Mishpatim that there is, it's got to be connected to Hasina. If it's connected to Hasina, then you don't feel an Avdus. Adarav, that's the Sod of Ein Lecho Ben Choyin Alashim, Misha Esek B'Torah. Just like hopefully a husband doesn't feel that he's an Eved, a wife doesn't feel that she's a Shifcha of the husband, it's a bond, it's one. So the vort is the with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's forming a bond, and once it's forming a bond, we don't look at the mitzvahs as of this other Abba. Einacho ben Chayin. Like you say, a person doesn't look at breathing as an Achdus, anything which is his Etzma Chayin. So if his Chayin is doing that, he feels Maridik Chayin is doing that. So that was Mamad HaSinai. Mamad HaSinai was the bechin of Ein Lecho Ben Choyin Ela Misha Esek B'Torah. Because once you connect to the Shorish, then all the mitzvahs become part of your being. It's not something you're forced upon to do. It becomes part of your being. So made it, therefore, it's a bechin of Chayrus. If Avodas Hashem, and that's why the mitzvah Tefillin, V'Oyeh Lecho Lo Yisrael Yotcho L'Totov Yis Ben Einecho, Ki B'Chazir Yod Hayitziach Hashem Mitzrayim. Right? By Yitzis Mitzrayim, Pasha's boy, there you have also the mitzvah tefillin. Why? Because they left Avdus of Paramelech Mitzrayim. They're going into now Avdus of the Eibishter. avdus of the Eibishter, v'tziachas Hashem, it's all mazem Mitzrayim, tavdan elik eselikim ahor hazeh. Then when he sees Mitzrayim, Rabbi Shalom gave us the mitzvah tefillin. Becoming my eved doesn't mean that you have a tesefa, so I'm giving you so many mitzvahs. Becoming my eved means that you're marrying me. And once you marry me, so I made it all goes, and that's the mitzvah tefillin, the ukshart and the bond that we're making with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That bond, which is the ato echad, the shimcha echad, mikamcha Yisrael, goy echad ba'aretz, that bond that we're making HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once you feel that your hiskashus is dafka through that bond, and all the other mitzvahs is breathing, so I made it, therefore, that's the sod of in lecho ben choyin, and misha yisub betoyer. And a person feels a ben chayin and all is faked. It's about haftas Hashem lekach, even though it involves b'shitcha b'zachol b'lech l'odech b'shach b'chav k'mecha. It's still with a moedik ava gedoyla because it's a bond and therefore it's not looked at as a thing. So that's the nakuda. Of we say in the parasha, Oizen zu Shoshama Bahar Sinai, Kili b'nei Yisrael avodem avodayim. The pshat is he was sold as an eved, and he says lo yetzei chofshi. If he says lo yetzei chofshi, I don't want to be a ben choyrin, is then you got to take him back to Har Sinai. You got to show him what the emes tikah hargosh of chayrus is. Oizen zu Shoshama b'nei Yisrael Kili b'nei avodem. If you wouldn't only know what's far chayrus it is to be an eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you are kind of stunned, you want to be an eved of a boss of Adam, you want to be an eved, how can a person say, how can a person in the normal frame of mind say, lo yeitzei chofshi? What's that supposed to mean? Lo yeitzei chofshi? So therefore you have to make a hole in his ear and you have to remind him, you remember back at Har Sinai where you were an Eved, but that Avdus was the greatest Chofshi. You want to be an Eved, go back to the Avdus which is Mamish Chayrus, which can Zayim Besser, the Avdus which is Mamish Abachin of Chayrus. Why do you want to be subordinate as a proper Eved if you can be an Eved at the same time being a Ben Choyun? That's going back to Har Sinai. Har Sinai was the Mamed of Fini Chayrus. Horaya, kulan moida to be in a nami lachem. Shavuos is lachem. We just in a couple upon us those tarik mitzvahs, and we're ruig other rabbits. And in to celebrate, the ruig had to be makabel tarik mitzvahs. Because when you makabel the oil, when you makabel the iskashus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is then you makabel the nakuda. When you makabel the nakuda, and everything is nistai from there, it becomes part of your living. There's always two different types of yid. There's the type of yid who's got his own life, and then he's got Torah mitzvahs. And then there's the type of yid whose Torah mitzvahs is his life. What's the difference between the two? Very simple. The difference between the two is that somebody's got his own life, plus he's got Torah mitzvahs, so every mitzvah is a bigger all. Because every mitzvah is taken away from his own life. So the more mitzvahs, there's a ribui. Tarek mitzvahs, it's impossible. But a person whose tarek mitzvahs become his life, so there's nothing in addition to his life, this is his life. That's the pshat, that's the greatest chayrus. It was a chayrus from Al-Chamoves, by Har Sinai, Paskos and Musa. It was a chayrus from Al-Chamoves. It was a chayrus from everything. It was the biggest chayrus. So Grime, it's another vote, but it's connected. I said last week to catch up. Last week that the Elgar Chasam Sofer says on Parshas Yisroel, what was special about Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchem Samalek? Chasam Sofer says, he says that the biggest ness, the biggest pella that Shayach. The biggest pella that shayach is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away a person's bechira. Kriyas Yam Suf, after all the makas, the Mitzrayim didn't have bechira to go and fight with Klal Yisrael. The biggest meshugana wouldn't do that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the bechira, and that's the biggest pella. It says the pella exactly says that. The Yosef and Mitzrayim, the Yosef of the brothers, they threw him into the bar. Why? Because they were danim lemisa. So if they were danim lemisa, so they threw him into the bar and the snakes. So if he's takel chayim misa, the snakes will kill him. If not, no. Why do you have to throw him into the bar? They chayim misa. Try to kill him. If you succeed, why are you worse than a snake? If you kill him, if you succeed, Nimrod also tried to kill Avraham Avinu. A lot of people tried to kill Chananim, Mishael, Azariah, Chanan, tried to kill him. Im ze olech, olech, no olech, lo olech. Why the snake? Chasov says, because the people are Baalei Bechira. So even if he's better, not Chayv Misa, but if they were there Bechira, on a Chayv Misa, so who knows whether Yosef Tzadik has that tzchus. Where Kadosh Baruch Hu makes such a pella, take away somebody's bechira and not let them kill him. Hashem did a snake and shkabal bechira. Lo yachet meimis, lo yachet meimis, lo yachet meimis. Nochash is a shliach of Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not about bechira. Therefore, they threw him. The biggest pella is when somebody loses the bechira. Paro lost the bechira to run after them. You see, Yisus v'reich a roma v'yom, a gifun, gifun, gifun. That's not a person who's a baal bechira. And the same thing is pella exactly. He says the same thing with Amalek. He says Amalek, Hashem Ami and Gaza and Amoyu Kol Ish Rechanon. The belt had gitzitted, and Amalek ran after Klal Yisrael. That wasn't it. It's a big kiddush. He said that wasn't bechira. So Hashem took away the bechira. So when Yisrael saw Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek, which are the two inyonim that they could see that a Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol can take away the bechira, can take away the bechira of a person, and force the person against his bechira, make them charge after Klal Yisrael to their deaths, and make a Meshugan a nation come and fight with Klal Yisrael after the Nisam of Kriyas Yamsuf's most fulsome Chalal and Kulei. That's a Moridika pattern. That's what Yisrael saw. Ad kan Dibri Chasim Soifa. So I want to be moitzef on that. You see Zelum Azeh. Mamad Asina, Klal Yisrael also lost their Bechir. Meshach Hachem says, others say that the Pshat is the Kofalem Haki Gideus was, and Klal Yisrael saw their Bechir with such clarity that they didn't have Bechir anymore. He says, Kofalem Haki Gideus means that they didn't have Bechir. It was forced. Forced means that you see something so clear and so emistic that they didn't have Bechir anymore to choose Tovah. They didn't have that Nakuda. Should I go this way? Should I go that way?
So they wanted it then.
Who?
Yeah,
Kofalem Kagiz means they didn't have a brayer because they saw me Goyd Lasa Gossam, they didn't have a brayer anymore. That's the Kofalem Kagiz. Goyd Lasa Gossam, they lost it, they didn't have a Bechir. So I'm going to say that's the Zelum Azeh. Parshas Yisrael brings the world, Parshas Yisrael brought the world into a Hakora. He brings the world into a Hakora of a world without Bechir. A world without Bechir is a world of a Ben Choy. What is no Bechir? No Bechir means that, you know, every time a person's got to choose, should I do, shouldn't I do? It's a Dracop. It's horrible in this way, it's horrible in this way. What should I choose? What should I decide? A Ben Chorin just flows. A Ben Chorin just, like the Kofalim HaKigigis was the greatest Chiris. Ah, you see the Rosh, there's no two sides anymore. There's no two sides. There's no Tumal and Kop. There's no Bilbil and Kop. No Bechira. It means that you just follow along like Tzadikim lose their Bechira. That's the greatest Chiris that there is. Greatest chayrus that there is a chayrus where there's no bechira. There's no tutzdadim. There's no dion over here. There's no dion over here. There's no dion over here. That's the greatest chayrus. This is part of the chayrus of Mamad Har Sinai. Person loses, and that's the vort. The emtik of Kabbalah's al machshavim. It says Baratanya says that when it comes to mitzvah mesiris nefesh, every it has it inbuilt in him. He can't not be mesiris nefesh. He hasn't got bechira. Horaya, the biggest Rasha, the biggest Meshumet, is willing to be Moisa Nefesh for the Rabban Shalom. That's the Nakuda where there's no Bechir. That's the Nakuda. There's so many stories of people who were the biggest Rishoim, and then readily they gave their lives out of Kim Shalom. When it came to that Nakuda, they wouldn't stand on a Sefer Torah. They wouldn't do the things that the Goyim told them to do. And they were Mochan Mazum and Adarav with a Leif Chafetza. They were willing to give their lives out. They were willing for Mesiris Nefesh. So that's the bar mitzvah boy. A mitzvah boy is a bechina of he marries into a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a bechina of putting his tefillin on. It's a bechina of Hashem Echad. Echad means there's no two, there's no bechira. I'm connected to a Kodesh Baruch Hu just like a person doesn't have bechira to live. Like Chazal say, Bal Kocha Ratochai. The Mishnah says in Ovest, Bal Kocha Ratochai. Ah, you could kill yourself, take a gun. Every person could take a gun and shoot himself. People do it. Person in a normal frame of mind doesn't do it. I'm sure that does it, but a person in a normal frame of mind, the Moshe has a truth that a suicide is, he went off his mind. So it shows you bury him in Bisakoros. Moshe says, commit suicide, you can bury him in Bisakoros, a shaita. A normal person doesn't do such thing. You haven't got Bechir in Yechis, you haven't got Bechir. when you marry HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Mamat HaSinai, which is Kabbalah Salamah HaShemayim and the Mitzvah of Tefillin. So then, when you marry HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochel, then you haven't really got Bechira. Other Rabbah, then it's the Bechira of Kof Aleim, it's the Bechira of Balkoch HaKatachai, and that's the greatest Chayers. And that's why you make a Sudas by Mitzvah. Just like he made the sukkah, on Shavuos, Kul Anad Vina Nami Lachem. Also, you make sure. Other Rabbah, Suda is a feeling of Chayrus. A big Suda is a feeling of Chayrus. The Pesach, the feeling of Chayrus, you have to have a Suda. That's good for the Sibba. Now, the Sibba of Mitzvah is a Sibba of Chayrus. That we're Miskasher to Akkosh Baruch of Azar Oifen, where this becomes our Metzias. Once this becomes our Metzias, so then there's no. Adarav, it's a chayrus. Who? Yeah, Adarav, it's a chayrus, that's right. That's another nakuda.